Day of July, last day of July, folks, going into August 1st, 2016. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Incendiary Radio. Once again, I will be your host for the next 3 hours. My producer is trying to hook up my guests now. So let me get the good stuff out of the way. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. I want to thank John and Ken and everybody down there in Texas. Always remember RBN, you know, if you got a couple extra dollars, they always need the money. You got to pay the board operators, the bandwidth, the electricity. It takes quite a bit of overhead to run the network. And, you know, if you like a lot of the material on the network, you don't have to like it all, but you should definitely support the network. I want to give a shout out to Sean from over at Renegade. He beams me out over at FM in Australia 107.9. So welcome to all our Australian brethren. I just sent an article over to Sean and Kyle both about China ratcheting up the rhetoric, basically talking smack on the Australians like they're gonna crush them soon or something of that nature. And maybe I can get to that in a little while. Mr. Producer, are we having problems hooking up the guest? Oh, okay, cool. So he'll be coming on in a minute. So I want to give a shout out to Hooli from Hooli's blog.blogspot.com. Posts the show every week religiously, takes the commercials out of it. A lot of people listen once it gets posted over there. And then Kyle over at Renegade a lot of times posts it onto the RenegadeTribune.com, an up-and-coming website, always constantly growing, a lot of material. You don't have to agree with it all. It's a bigger picture than all that. You're not going to ever agree with everybody out here, and it's not necessary. We've got an agenda that we have to bring forth, and that's basically the preservation and the salvaging of Western civilization, and especially majority white countries, because with all the crap that we're descending into now, the last thing you want to do is go into some sort of inner city silliness. I got a couple Colin Flaherty clips, and one of them's about my hometown. This is how just out of reality a lot of you people that don't have to deal with city life, you see things on YouTube, but here and there, or World Star, or wherever you get information about how people are living in our inner cities, but it's quite ugly, and it's descending into complete bestial, feral sickness. And So I got a lot of clips tonight, and I got something real big I want to cover, and that's why I wanted to bring Kyle on. We got Kyle with us, Mr. Producer, yet?
I think I should be here.
All right. Hey, what's up, Kyle? This is Kyle from The Solar Storm. He just got off the air an hour ago. The man behind the Hellstorm documentary, RenegadeTribune.com, Renegade Broadcasting. A lot happening. I was the guest over there on Renegade Friday night of Nick at Circus Maximus Radio, and it was quite a show. And Lark from Texas jumped in, and we had kind of a free for all. But there were a lot of good comments after that show, Kyle. I thought that was a pretty awesome exchange.
Yeah, it was. It covered a lot of topics, but it didn't just gloss over them, getting in depth in certain issues and really hashing out some of the underlying fundamentals of, you know, what it is we're really fighting for. And I thought it was important that those kinds of issues got brought up with Lark and the exchange between you guys. So I suggest everybody does go check that out. It's a recent show over at Renegade Broadcasting. And, you know, I'm sure we could talk about some of the stuff you talked about then, but it's just incredible the news cycle these days. Already, you know, within a few short days, everything changes, and you got, you know, 3-4 more active shooter incidents and terrorism. Just every single day. You know, even within one day, you might have one huge explosive story get trumped by another.
Yeah, and I've been just like kind of talking about this in the last few weeks about how basically these people that have the mechanisms to control media. I mean, CNN has become cinema news network to the point where it's out and out just synthetic theater, and it's so bad that they actually put a crisis actor as a speaker at the DNC. This is straight Animal Farm 1984, that they actually put a crisis actor on the stage at the DNC convention. It's probably happened before, but we've probably not noticed it. But this one, I mean, this lady that supposedly lost her little gay son at the Orlando Pulse PSYOP weird, you know, Orlando situation, she gets to speak at the DNC. Did you see that clip of her, yeah. Kyle?
Oh yeah, and I've also seen the clip where she's auditioning for Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I was watching that stuff today, and Richie from Boston, a YouTuber, had that one, but I got a different one that I want to play sometime tonight, where she talks about gun control, and she's got these little like gay handlers on each side of her, completely feminine men, and I mean, this is how full-blown gone our country is. And these people are out in the audience crying and holding up the rainbow flags. I mean, it freaked me out once I saw this. I'm like, and now the new Sandy Hook school is about to open, too, next month. I know you've seen that as well.
Yeah, it's just all so incredible. And then what's kind of fun too is that you got the whole rainbow flags at the DNC, but then the RNC previously, it was all just rainbow RNC as well. It's the Rainbow Rabbi Club out there, the GOP, the gay old pedophiles, right? There were even stories coming out about how male escorts, male hookers, were in high demand at the RNC. You had the Milo
Turd event. Blossom. Hey, Turd Blossom's got to get him some.
Oh, this goes back. Yeah, this isn't anything new. It's just now out really in the open. And you had the Gays for Trump rally and the Milo party. The Gays for Trump thing, they're putting forth this public image. What do they do with the wall right behind where the speakers are? It's images of twinks. Twinks for Trump's. Twinks for Trump. If anybody doesn't know what twinks are, that's probably a good thing. But let me inform you, twinks are young, somewhat effeminate. Yeah. These ones were very much emaciated, very skinny boys. These are what the older gay men, you know, lust after. And Milo himself, he said it in his own words that a relationship between a 12-year-old boy and a much older homosexual man is natural as part of the coming of age process. He said that on the Joe Rogan podcast. We covered over at Renegade Tribune, but none of the Trump trained fanboys cared. They still just would celebrate Milo, free Milo. And then of course, who else was there? We had Pamela Geller. We had probably Robert Spencer was there. I know Richard Spencer was there. I don't know about Robert Spencer. Richard Spencer of the MPI. You had Chuck Johnson, the redheaded midget. You had
gotnews.com, I dig around on. He does they do some good digging into like social media profiles, right, of some of the thugs that get whacked by cops. So
right,
they do have some usefulness, but yeah,
it very much plays into the kind of Pamela Geller type of opposition there. Geert Wilders, I believe, was there as well. It was just this coalition. And then, of course, on the actual RNC stage, you had Peter Thiel coming out. And say, I'm proud to be a Republican, and I'm proud to be out of the closet homosexual. Everybody, this is clapping, and it's just incredible how quickly the Overton window has shifted.
Let's play this. Let's play this real quick, Mr. Producer. Go to clip 13. This is Brother Nathaniel kind of throwing Trump under the bus for the LGBTQ thing, and I was like, look, I got to be an honest broker here, and listen to this, and I know you probably watched Trump say the words LGBTQ. I could tell he was uncomfortable doing it. It's just like so unnatural for a man to be like, and our poor LGBTQ community. I mean, it's so silly. But let's hit clip 13 real quick.
The unsayable is now sayable. And the Republican Party, known for maintaining traditional sexual mores, will never be the same.
I bet the gays did this.
Only weeks ago, in Orlando, Florida, 49 wonderful Americans were savagely murdered by an Islamic terrorist. This time, the terrorist targeted LGBTQ community. No good. And we're going to stop it. As your president, I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence and oppression of a hateful foreign ideology. Believe me. And I have to say, as a Republican, it is so nice to hear you cheering for what I just said. Thank you.
So now it's LGBTQ? That's Q for queer. Will the homosexual lobby add P for pedophile? How about another B for bestiality? Soon we'll be saying the whole alphabet. And what's so wonderful about homosexuals consorting at a gay pickup bar? It's all such a sordid affair, but suddenly, Republican approved. You see, homosexuality, once abjured, but now affirmed by candidates and plastered all over the media, has become politically and socially correct. Who can escape its devastation? For by encouraging sodomy, which undermines God's law for natural family and procreation, it casts God out, and all kinds of immorality rushes in. Look it up. St. Paul underscored this in Romans chapter 1. But don't ask.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. You can stop it there. Now you're getting the gist of it. The funny thing is the Overton window has shifted. This thing, and I skipped over the part in Brother Nathaniel's video where basically Caitlyn Bruce Jenner goes into one of his places and goes to the bathroom, and it's just like Bruce Jenner is such a, I mean, it's just like the guy, it's like I don't understand some of these guys that are like over 6 feet and they're totally, you know, they're feminine and things, but it's like, dude, you're never going to be able to pass anywhere near a chick, and it's just such a uncomfortable I mean, to set a circumstances to where, like, some of these young kids that have been exposed to the hormones and all the weird crap, the feminization their whole life, at least they could walk into a girl's bathroom and probably not be noticed, Kyle. But Bruce Jenner and the deep voice and just like the awkwardness on heels and the rest of it. Now all these perverts are getting caught in the girls' bathrooms around the country. It's just so sick that the Republican Party in basically one cycle now has gone full blown kosher on gay and the rest of it. Peter Thiel, the whole nine yards, to where they've really shifted it in the last few years, to where these guys are basically just loving it, wringing their hands and like, yeah, we can finally come out as Republicans, our bohemian club, flying in the male porn star hookers, what we really like. Now we can all come out in the open and be the gay old pervert party that we always wanted to be.
Yeah, just not hiding it anymore. The GOP and the Democrats, they do agree on a lot of issues, and you know they keep us fighting against each other on the things that aren't really that important to them. One of the main issues, of course, is that both need to support Israel, and now they both need to support LGBTQ and not be too critical of Black Lives Matter. You know, the GOP hasn't gone that hard against Black Lives Matter, really.
Yeah,
as hard as they should be going. And you know, it's getting overwhelming, the amount of anti-white hatred that's going out, and I don't see Trump really standing up against it, to be honest, and not in the way that he could or should be doing. There's an article I just saw. From the Daily Caller, which I don't endorse, but the title of the article is "All Lives Matter Gets Texas Student Suspended, Sent to Diversity Workshop." They had some unprecedented moves, suspended this person for 50 days. And all they said was, forget Black Lives Matter, more like All Lives Matter. Trying to, you know, bring through this idea of, you know, some kind of unity, or, you know, we're all in this together. Nope, that is very insensitive, and yep, gets you suspended for 50 days from college. From college, that's incredible.
Well, yeah, it is, and it just shows the level of mental illness at college, where people go into this massive debt. They basically, you can never fix it as of right now. Now, I think the commies are going to try to move on that soon, as far as forgiving student debt, loan debt, because see, these indoctrination centers, these sick Marxist SJW, just mental illness impregnation centers, and that's what these universities are. I think the smartest people are the ones that's like, you know what, I don't want to get into debt to the feds for a bunch of BS that you're going to shove down my throat and basically teach me I'm the devil incarnate every day. I think people should forgo colleges, let these things wither on the vine, unless they want to learn something like chemistry, biology, architecture, hard science. Everybody else should let these institutions wither on the vine, and I know you agree.
Yeah, go get a job with HVAC or learn to be an electrician or something. Don't go to these colleges. You're not going to make any real money at all with your master's degree in philosophy or something. It's just not going to happen. Get practical. The most practical and money-making skills that I developed were after my expensive college. And nothing that I learned in college really was practical for the world outside of college. I had some fun. I got to develop myself in the way I think, but that's about it. And I could have done it outside. Yeah,
you got to be repulsed by the insanity, and then really find out who you were because you had to witness this. And that's what happened to me when I got out of the military and I went into college. I'm like, these people are sick. But now it's on steroids. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break, and I got some serious stuff to throw out on Alex Jones coming up with Kyle. So stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Incendiary Radio coming at you. Now we're back, and now let me get to this real quick. It's a short segment, and then we're going to get to some of the meat of the matter on the other side. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready, and I hope, Kyle, you can hear the clips probably now, right? You're hooked up the right way on the phone.
Well, I'm going to listen from my phone for the clips.
All right, cool. Now I want to throw the Pope under the bus real quick, this fake Pope, and what happened in Poland. We got a couple minutes. Mr. Producer, play clip 12 real quick.
In his address at Krakow's historic Wawel Castle, the Pope reminded Poles that some of them also had been forced to flee their country.
There is a need to seek out the reasons for emigration from Poland and to facilitate the return of all those wishing to repatriate. There is also a need for a spirit of readiness to welcome those fleeing from wars and hunger.
There are concerns in the staunchly Catholic nation that Muslim refugees could threaten its security and Christian traditions. Poland's clergy is closely tied with the conservative government, and according to analysts, somewhat suspicious of the pontiff, whose philosophy is more liberal than that of the Polish Pope, John Paul.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. Yeah, he's more liberal. How about full-blown global Zio communist SOB liberal, this Pope, who took a nice spill the other day. I'm sure you saw that, Kyle. But this guy telling the polls now that basically one of the last countries in Europe that's been very staunch about protecting its demographics, its borders, its culture, this punk, this Jesuit thug is trying to come in and tell them, and all these people coming out to see him, but he's trying to tell these people, yep, invited all the destroyers of your very way of life. It's just, I just want to slap the entire Jesuit order, Kyle.
Yeah, he's kissing the feet of the black men who are raping across Europe. And I mean, that's just, it's just so incredible to see that image of him just down on his knees, kissing the feet of this invader, this black man who's, it's just, oh, it's the epitome of cuckoldry, is just selling out your flock for almost nothing. And what the Pope is doing is also having repercussions for Catholic priests. Apparently, allegedly, this priest was a Catholic priest, what, 84 years old, was either decapitated or had his throat slit.
Yeah. So, well, the Anger Fan website goes through a long litany that this is possibly another deep state. Deep state operation. It's hard to say. There's so many coming at us at such a rapid pace that you can hardly even dig before the next one happens.
Exactly. And honestly, I don't feel like going out there and doing heavy investigating into I don't have time, and I don't think it's even worth it for somebody like myself, because there are other people that do it, and yeah. I don't want to get lost in the enemy's narrative. If I know it's BS, I can pretty much use my a quick template to go through something and say, is this something that's real or not? And usually, honestly, a lot of these big media hyped stories of ultra violence, they seem to be at least a false narrative. If somebody died, it wasn't nearly what they said. Could have been a false flag, probably a hoax, but there is very much real violence that is being caused by all of this. It's just often not being reported properly, or it's really just swept under the rug. It really is, and people aren't held accountable for all of these massive the rape epidemic. You know, we're just focusing on this Mossad terror, and we're missing. Well, we're kind of missing the forest for the trees here.
Yeah, well, I try to keep both visions intact. Where I'm like, look, at the street level, these jerk shock troop, you know, whatever you want to call them, Takfiri, Wahhabi kind of oriented. I don't even want to cuss on the air, but these guys are doing all this crap at the street level. Raping boys in these pools and all this weird trash, the Bacchabazi brought here to Europe. But at the same time, the deep state operators, they like to pop these big incidents up to the top of the news cycle so people like Jones and Breitbart and them can pick those up. It's so sophisticated, and so many people are missing it, but I think more and more of us are starting to get it, that at the street level, they're bringing in turds and doing evil things, but at the high levels with like Nice or Munich, they're doing also synthetic terror operations. So we'll get back into this on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio, Kyle Hunt from Renegade Broadcasting, The Solar Storm, RenegadeTribune.com, producer of the Hellstorm documentary, based on the book by Thomas Goodrich. Really good movie. If any of you haven't seen it, you're really asleep at the wheel. So, Kyle, I want to get into this, and I'm going to lead up into this kind of Jones, like some of the listeners that I deal with on Twitter. I was listening to Jones the other day, and a few of the listeners just started hitting me up. Did you just hear that? Did you just hear that? And this is basically, it's so bad, and it's so indicative of this guy basically running cover for the whole Gutjahr, the wife in Israeli military intelligence circles, this whole thing. And so basically he said this, and you're going to love it, but I'm going to set this up, but I'm going to lead into it because it's just so powerful. And it's just like, once you hear Jones doing what he did, he said that white supremacist circles, okay, that are funded by Saudi Arabia are trying to say that the Israelis are doing all of these terror attacks, blah, 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 blah. Okay? So wait a minute. The crypto-Jewish House of Saud, the Wahhabis, okay? And if you get into the Wahhab and who he was and that whole deal, and we've all covered this, but for some reason, they're funding white supremacists that are calling into question these false flags and pointing at the Israelis. He's saying that, how are you liking that Saudi money right now, Kyle? You buy a new Corvette or something? Because, see, he was pointing right at us. Because, like, Renegade, me, and a few other people that are in the kind of like the look, trying to look out for white people, European interest, there's not that many of them. Most of them go right along with the Islamic angle. So there's only a few people out here that he's pointing at, and I think he was pointing directly at you and some of the hosts that basically, let's just say, you know, you can only say there's so many that are pro-white and call out false flags because there's not that many of them. Most people in the pro-white sector are not into deconstructing the false flags, even on a basic level, because they just go with the narrative because it kind of fits into their clash of civilizations in their kind of paradigm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That's incredible that he does this. But I guess now I know where that yacht that was donated to me came from. So thanks to Prince Abdul, whatever. Yeah. Good but, stuff. You know, you know what? Maybe he is connecting me and us through Dennis Fecho, who I had on my show not too long ago, we discussed this. He said, yeah, you know, most of these operations are completely fake. You know, he's come to that conclusion as well. Yeah. And he spends a good deal of time in Saudi Arabia with business, but he sure as hell hasn't sent me any money. And I don't think he has all that much himself, at least from what I understand. But, yeah. You know, there are probably some people in Saudi Arabia, probably not too high up in the government, who see what's going on and think, oh, this isn't good for anybody. I don't think it's going to be good for the Saudis, what's happening, what's transpiring, especially them getting thrown under the bus with the 28 pages and all of this, COINTELPRO, like Alex Jones, blaming everything on the Saudis. It's been something that has really, really propagated this idea that Saudi Arabia is the big boogeyman. And, they're definitely complicit in a lot of this, almost all of it. But... Yeah. Are they the driving force? Actually, there's this this pretty popular guy. I'm fairly certain he is Jewish, named Mike Cernovich. He's often featured in these alt-right circles.
Breitbart circles, yeah.
Yeah, he's friends with Milo and all the rest. And just today,
McInnes,
I believe
Gavin,
it was, this Cernovich guy said that it's not
Saudis own the media.
Saudis run the media. It's not Jews. And then everybody's tweeting back to him with all of the Jewish press, you know, clippings or screenshots of the Jewish outlets saying, yes, we own the media. We control the media. And it's just like he's sticking his fingers in your ear. La, 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 la. Nope, it's the Saudis. Just like Jones did years ago on his broadcast when he said it was Saudis run Hollywood. And then maybe a month later or something, he said it was the Chinese.
I mean, this is, you know, and this is the utter ridiculousness of some of it.
Twitter, because one of the guys who has a stake in Twitter is a Saudi. They're the people who are basically gay bashing Milo. There's no room on Twitter for homos like Milo. That's what they're kind of trying to push it forth as is that they are bigoted against a Jewish homosexual like him because it's a Saudi run company. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Black Lives Matter at Twitter, you know, they promote D Ray, they have him in their office. Come on. This is not a Saudi company. That's this, you know, bigoted anti homosexual company. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many layers to the psyop of Twitter. Like Milo, he's spiked after he got banned. Okay, and now look, I'm looking at it like this: like some of the Bolshevik gang on the left might be slightly, let's just say, not happy with a Milo because he throws too many elements together that are like not supposed to go together, oil and water elements. And I can get that layer of it. But at the same time, his star shot. I mean, this guy's being interviewed on CNN, NBC and all the rest of it after he gets banned from Twitter. And so
right.
He's and like,
he deserved it. I don't know if you've looked into this. He really deserved it. He was retweeting people. And actually, I think he was tweeting out these fake screenshots, obviously fake, of what the black actress had supposedly said, you know, where they're putting words into her mouth and she was getting all upset. I didn't say this. So that slander or libel? It's not good. You're not supposed to do that, especially if you're knowing if it's he's knowingly portraying her state, making her say false statements. And that's just he obviously would be able to verify that she did not say this, talking about it was obvious, and he deserved to get kicked off. And I felt no love lost, but it was so telling to see so many different outlets that are supposedly right wing and against degeneracy and homosexuality and Jews coming in with the hashtag Free Milo. Really showed me a lot about some of our larger.
Well,
circles.
Maybe they weren't as educated about the nuances as you were on a certain level. So a lot of the people were just saying that, even though I think he's a nasty, you know, little sick.
He's
NAMLO.
I've put out the proof. It's there for anybody to listen to. Go check it out. He said that it's part of the coming of age process for 12-year-old boys to be raped, because that's what it is legally, raped by a 28-year-old man. Just like he had been the first time he was screwed was by
it's called statutory sodomy here in Missouri. Yeah.
Black tranny when he was 12 years old, and he makes some jokes about Father Michael teaching him how to give such good fellatio. It's just absolutely disgusting, and these people lap it up.
I listened to the Jones Milo interview, which went on for like 40 something minutes, which was quite fascinating. This entire nexus here, it's wild to watch the whole thing. So let's get back into this and let's set up the Jones thing. Okay, now one of my favorite YouTubers, and you ain't got to like this guy, and I don't agree with him all the time, Matty D, this guy is relentless. But anyway, he got banned in Germany from YouTube because he was going after Gutjahr so hard. So let's, Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 11, and then we're going to lead into the Jones thing.
Hey, guys, just really quick. Is anybody else getting attacked by Mossad husband there, Richard Gutjahr? Richard Gutjahr shut me down in Germany. Regarding your account, Matty D for Truth, we received a defamation complaint regarding your video. After review of the following video, Mossad agent Richard Gutjahr busted film Nice hoax and Munich hoax. Wiped his Twitter. I have been blocked from the viewing of YouTube in the following countries. Germany. Germany is shutting us down. Is anybody else getting shut down courtesy of Richard Gutjahr videos? That's the only one. That was my first one, and this happened today at 12:30 my time, 6 hours ago.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So you get it, Kyle. You can stop it there. So you get it, Kyle. Matty D, who's like, once he latches on to one of these people, I mean, he goes after it. And he was on Orlando. He's been on every PSYOP like a bulldog. Now, look, I don't agree with him on everything, but he is one of the most relentless YouTubers out here, Matty D for Truth. And I mean, he's dug into the Bundys and the whole Malheur thing, like deeper than anybody. And he got into Orlando and all these things, like he gets into it deep. And so you see the Gutjahr connection here, which the mainstream supposedly conspiratorial false flag experts have totally at a certain level, Kyle, that only a certain people have jumped onto this connection. And this is why I'm going to thrash Jones with you on the air with me, because Jones basically said, if somebody slips on a banana peel, a Jew did it. and you're going to love this crap in a little bit. But so this Gutjahr guy's going after Matty D in Germany, where he's from. You see what I'm saying? This is a big, and this guy scrubbed his Twitter and all kinds of things, where he just happened to be on site in Munich and Nice at these two last couple of operations.
And just imagine if somebody like Jones was to cover this, if there was going to be an InfoWars article released with it. My Renegade Tribune article had something like 6,000 plus shares, something like that. That's a lot of shares. That's a big mainstream article will sometimes have that number. So this would be huge if he did it. And it would really let the cat out of the bag in a big way about what's really going on here. But the implications of Israeli intelligence are just so overwhelming that they couldn't even be avoided. I guess he could try to spin it and just make it like this is a German Nazi, Gutjahr the Nazi. They could try to do something like that, but people would independently look into it and say, whoa, he's not a Nazi. He's married to a Mossad agent or Israeli intelligence, at least.
Amman or Mossad, one of the two.
Who was part of the Knesset, and very tight with these people. And Gutjahr himself, with all of these strange connections. Oh, also, coincidentally, the first guy to ever have purchased the iPad, Richard Gutjahr.
Yeah, interesting.
This guy who works for CNN. And he's at these two places releasing the film. It makes me wonder, Did they think nobody would catch on to this? Or are they putting this in there as, something for us to chase after?
Yeah, but also just being there, but also placed in this strategic spot. I mean, to catch these, like, you're right across the street when these guys start opening up fire at this mall. Well, and then to be the guy where they used your little 2-mile-an-hour truck video on every outlet out there in Nice. I mean, that's what's so fascinating, is not only was he there, but he was the one that was placed there in such a strategic geographical location, and then he's the one that basically they used his footage all over the planet.
And they made it so that no other footage was available. In Nice, the CCTV footage was scrubbed.
We're gonna get into that shortly, go ahead.
And Munich, his daughter was there also taking pictures and filming. But in Munich, the police came out and said, anybody who has basically footage that isn't Richard Gutjahr's, if you have your own footage of the event, do not post it. Do not post it. You're only going to be helping the terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, this is how, like, remember with in Boston at the bombing, the FBI sitting there with Deval Patrick, the governor, and saying, hey, they're warning people not to use other footage. Remember that same scenario was in place at Boston. And luckily, that guy that used to work for Jones, I don't know if he still does, he's like, is this just another false flag operation? He caught the governor and the FBI guys completely off guard, which I don't know if that was a setup or not.
Well, what's so telling about Boston, real quickly, a little bit of a divergence here. The Israelis were so implicated in that as well. They had recently come in 2 years beforehand to set up the triage for the medical facilities. Triage of the first responders, how they deal with the different levels of injury and separate them out and then attend to them as such. And the triage at the Boston bombing was just so absurd, just like it was at Orlando, where you have these just regular citizens carrying people around. You have Carlos Arredondo.
The guy with his bones hanging out in the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Carlos Arredondo with the cowboy hat wheeling him around. And just even looking into Carlos, there was like a 90-minute documentary done on him. Absurd character. But the point is, this wasn't triage at all. You don't have just something like this happen, have no ambulances come like in Orlando, and then just club goers carrying people in the wrong direction back to the club. There are just so many things that don't add up, and people run cover for it. The Israeli terror chief or whatever he was, some Israeli intelligence officer, was flown in after the Boston bombing to properly oversee the situation as well. They are so open with what is going on. If you just dig a little bit beneath the surface, it should all be connected right together. It's almost like they're laughing in people's faces with just how obvious it is. You know, with the truck in Nice having those fake bullet holes and no blood on it after running over 200 people, killing 80. No blood. I mean, they could at least splash some ketchup on there and it would at least be a little bit more convincing. No damage to the car. It's absurd.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so full-blown retard that it's hard to even, like, talk to, like, people that are around me about it that are, like, I guess they're just not into the things that, like, all of us are into that are listening right now, where they're just, like, they look at you like you're the one that straight up should be locked up in a mental institution.
You don't believe it's me? That's crazy. You're one of those conspiracy theorists. Cash Sunstein warned me about you.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
shake, you know my precious said to breathe.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Hey, Kyle, you're going to love this. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Mr. Producer, let's drop this bomb, clip 14.
I see what's happening down there. It's a mess. And the developer is actually a friend of mine, but he didn't want to build this building either. If you look back at the records, I mean, when it was first foisted upon him, Larry Silverstein is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. But he didn't want to build this pile of junk. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. The developer is actually a friend of mine. Larry Silverstein is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine.
And the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
The developer is actually a friend of mine. Larry Silverstein is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine.
Mr. Trump expected to sit down today with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
It's a necessary ticket.
All right, you can stop it there. I like that, Kyle. Larry Silverstein, he's a good friend of mine, huh? That's maybe Donald Trump.
Maybe you can consult with Rudy Giuliani when he's the DHS chief.
I already got that ready queued up, and we're going to hit that after the top of the hour. But, you know, I dug that one up today. I just happened to stumble across it. So Trump's sitting there saying, lucky Larry, what a great guy he is.
Yeah, well, he said the same thing about Jeffrey Epstein, too. He's just a great guy. You know, he likes the beautiful women almost as much as I do, Trump said. And he likes them on the younger side. Oh, yeah, we learned that. We sure did.
I mean, look, we're screwed no matter what, and people need to realize that. You know, Trump gets in. Now the mental picture has already been set in the non-white masses that somehow Trump has just got it out to cut their throats, and so they're going to act a plumb fool. And so if Hillary gets in, the Ted Nugent, Charlie Daniels, patriotard wing is going to flip. And so they've got their bets hedged perfectly. Don't you agree? No matter who gets in.
Oh, it's going to be crazy regardless. Absolutely nuts. And think about who Rudy Giuliani would waterboard and more under a Trump administration.
Oh, all right, see you guys at the top of the hour.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.